hope you're doing well today. I wanted to let you know that I do have a new book coming out. It's called Some Kind of Crazy. The book will be out in October, but if you're interested, you can go either to the Amazon website or to Waterbrook, and they have information about the book, but also you can read the first chapter, and if you wanted to pre-order it, it's available there. It's just my effort at telling the story of God's interaction with my life and how out of brokenness, the Lord really did a great healing within me. I'll say more about that as time goes on, but I thought you might be interested in knowing that it's out there. Be here in a couple months, and I would love it if you would check it out. Well, today we're going to talk about seeking more of the Lord in our lives, and I was really touched by a particular scripture in my reading this week. I was reading through the Old Testament, as I've been doing, and I came upon this verse that really touched me. I've read it many times. It didn't have the effect before that it had on me this time, but it comes out of the Song of Songs. And you know, the first part of the Song of Songs is this idea of the beloved and how she longs for her lover. And it's a picture, I believe, that is a metaphor not only of relationships between husband and wives, but also the whole idea of Christ as the beloved and us as the one that he loves. And there is this emphasis at the very beginning of the book of that she is longing to be with this one that she loves. And this verse in verse 7 says this: "Tell me, you whom I love, where you graze your flock and where you rest your sheep at midday. Why should I be like a veiled woman beside the flocks of your friends?" Okay. And then her friends say this: "If you don't know, most beautiful of women, follow the tracks of the sheep and graze your young goats by the tents of the shepherds." Boy, that grabbed me, this layered meaning of follow the tracks of the sheep. When you're longing for the one that your heart loves and you're wondering where he is, follow the tracks of the sheep. And take your goats along with you, and then rest where the shepherds have put up their tents. I have to be honest, I've spent a couple days thinking about this text. There's just some things here that I think are rich, or at least can challenge us, and I want to share them with you because it may be that it challenges your heart also. But it begins with this whole sense of the woman that is longing for the one that loves her. And I begin to think of that in terms of our relationship with our Lord, that there are times we just long for his presence. We long to be close. We long for intimacy. We long for a mystical, even experiential moment in his presence. I've been thinking about that also, that, you know what, I think that times of experiencing his presence in the past really invokes a longing in us. We want more. I don't think God's upset with wanting more. He wants us to want more of his presence. And that any time we've actually tasted of what I call the not yet in the now, that we begin to taste what it's going to be like when we're with him, and we get these down payments, if you will, that it only creates a greater longing inside to be in the flow of the kingdom, to see his hand work, and to feel the love that is ours in Jesus Christ. And yet there are times when we have this intense longing, and it seems like we can't actually find him. Has that ever been true for you, that you remember these special moments where you felt the presence of the Lord, or you saw him do something significant, like we saw a healing happen at the Formational Prayer Seminar a week and a half ago, where a woman that had a mass received prayer, and she let us know the very next day she was at the doctor's, and he said they can't find the mass. These are wonderful moments when we are in the presence of God in worship, and we know the Spirit is moving, and Jesus has been lifted up, and the love of God is around us. These are special times, and then all of a sudden, there seem to be these seasons where we long for his presence, but his presence doesn't seem to be as close. And I want to underscore the word "seem to be as close." And so that's what's happening here in this story in the first part of the Song of Songs. Tell me, where is he? Okay. Where does he graze his sheep? I want to rest there with him. And then the friends of the one she loves says, follow the tracks of the sheep. Now, I know a little bit about following tracks, and we live out here on a farm, and man, anytime there's mud or snow, we got tracks all over the place. Raccoon tracks and deer tracks. We've even had coyote tracks right up on our porch one winter. I'm kind of humored by the fact that my wife, who was definitely a city girl, now that she's lived with me these many years, she'll be walking with me along the road and there might be a muddy spot and she'll go, oh, look, there's deer tracks. And the whole idea of tracks is they were there. They're not there now, but the evidence that they were there is right before us. And when you live out on a farm, you begin to notice these kinds of things more than a little bit. And so what this is saying is that when you're longing for the presence of the one you love, when you're longing for the presence of the one that loves you, follow the tracks that the sheep have left. And I began to think about that, and I don't know, maybe I'm pushing this metaphor a little bit, but I think one of the things it's saying is this: when you're longing for the presence of the Lord, follow the tracks of other Christians. Follow the tracks of what they've left behind that is a testimony regarding their relationship with the Lord. I think following tracks are things like this. Go to Scripture and read the stories in the Bible of all these different people that have had amazing encounters with the Lord. That's one of the things to do when you're longing for His presence. You know what else I think we ought to do? We ought to read stories of people. I love to read biographies of Christians and their own encounters with the Lord, the ups and the downs of it, the challenges of it. I used to, for a long time, read at least one missionary biography a month, the stories of people that felt God calling them to another culture, to learn another language in order that they can be a compassionate witness to Christ there. Okay, that's one of the ways that we follow the tracks. You're longing for the Lord? Go find the tracks the sheep have left. Not the shepherd has left, Jesus. Follow the tracks the sheep have left. Read them in Scripture. Read them in stories. Get together with other Christians and talk about it. Just talk about the Lord and what's happening there. I just this morning, just moments ago, had a telephone call from someone that was really excited about an upcoming opportunity that she has to serve the Lord. And she was talking about what she sensed of the Lord in prayer and how she's confident that the Lord's going to meet her. And you know what? As she told me her story, I could feel my own heart beginning to lift. I long for the presence of the Lord. What do I need to do? Go follow the tracks of the sheep. Isn't that interesting? Follow the tracks of the sheep. Talk to people that have been in His presence. Listen to their story. Read stories of people that have walked the Christian life. Go to Scriptures and read about the wonderful encounters of people like the Gadarene and blind Bartimaeus and the story of Saul who becomes Paul and the disciples and James and John, the sons of thunder. Read them openly. And I think what Scripture is saying is that as you follow those tracks, all of a sudden you find yourself even closer in the presence of the Lord. You begin to realize that your very own story is something that is totally integrated with the presence of the Lord. But then the Scripture says more, okay? So, longing for the Lord, follow the tracks of the sheep that have gone before you, stories, Scripture, fellowship. But then it says this, take your goats with you. Now, I don't know what it meant in this text, but I was kind of humored by it, but it was really quite enlightening. You know, in the New Testament, goats are not really seen as good things. As a matter of fact, there are stories where Jesus tells about separating sheep from goats. So it's almost as if goats represent parts of us that are a little bit wild and maybe a little bit out of control. I began to think about that. I think it means something like this, that when we're wanting the Lord, when we want to be present in His love, When we begin to want to follow, if you will, the tracks of the sheep that have gone before us, don't be afraid to be honest. Don't be afraid to take the vulnerable parts of you. Don't hide. Don't pretend to be something you're not. Take the goats along. Because Jesus can handle it. The one that loves you already knows. We don't have to put on a spiritual cosmetic. We don't have to pretend to be something we are not. But we can go in our times of longing with all of our bruises and all of our brokenness and all of the times that we have made mistakes, and we can still be in His presence. I think there's something there. I really do. That if we're waiting till we're totally cleaned up to really pursue after Christ, we're never going to pursue Christ. He knows we're going to come to Him with mud and scrapes all over us where we've made big mistakes yesterday, and we may even make more mistakes tomorrow. But if we can be open and vulnerable and believe that He is the one that seeks, and He is the one that saves, and that He is the one that loves us, and He's always seeking us, then we can follow those tracks in a very honest way. Look, I know that you don't want to, and nor do you have to, talk to everybody about all the places in your life that are not whole or where you're experiencing brokenness. But Jesus wants to know. He's not ashamed of those places. He actually came in order that we can be healed of those very places. And so when you're seeking the Lord, when you long to be in His presence, when you decide, like the scripture says, that you're going to follow the tracks of those that have gone before, reading their stories, letting it uplift your heart, that as you move toward the Lord, that you come to Him with all of your wild goats. I've done that. I've done both. I've tried to hide it, and it's never helped. And I've come honestly, and I find that what Jesus does is He takes the shame off. He shows compassion and understanding, and He assures me that I am lost in Him and that He dwells in me. You know, there's something else it says in this text. And again, I know I'm kind of allegorizing here, but if the Lord can touch you with it, I'm going to offer it. It talks about, it says, and take your young goats along by the tents of the shepherds. By the tents of the shepherds. I think part of what that means, tents, is the place where they abide. Go spend time where the shepherds abide. Be intentional about your time with the Lord. Be willing to rest there for a while. Just this morning, a friend of mine called from another country. We did a little FaceTime thing on an international connection, and he said, I've been so busy that I just haven't been able to set aside time to be with the Lord. And he said, let's talk about that, because it's so easy to be caught up in the barrenness of busyness, as Socrates says. Do you want more of Jesus? Do you long for Him? Do you remember times in His presence that then actually birthed longing for more presence? You're wondering where He is. You're asking other people where He is. Then why don't you just follow this little admonition that comes from a little verse of Scripture that really, it just ambushed me. Go follow the tracks of the sheep. Listen to the stories. Read the stories. Fellowship with other people as they talk at the tales of Jesus and what He's doing in their lives. Take your goats along. Be open. Be vulnerable. And also, when you're there, stay a while. Feed there. Make it that you actually go out from there and return from there. And I think what you'll begin to find is that the presence of the Lord is closer than you even thought.